Hello, everybody. Listen, please. Silence, please. Speak, Nana. Speak, Nana. Here comes Kweku Anansi. Kweku the Great. Once upon a time, God lived in his cottage. The name of his cottage was, "There's No One But Me." That was the name of his cottage. And Kweku Anansi had a cottage too. The name of his cottage was, "Wisdom Isn't Found in One Person." They lived close to each other so that they became friends. Anansi sometimes went to God to chat with him. And one day during their conversation, Anansi said, "God, can I ask you something?"
"Yes," said God.
Then Anansi began to speak. "What is more painful, false accusations or the incision of tribal marks? Which of these is or will be more painful?" And then God said, "Well, do you think it's easy for a blade to go through your flesh? It will not be easy for a blade to go through my flesh. The incision of a tribal mark is not an easy thing. But when you're falsely accused, you just deny it and go on your way." "Okay, God, it's clear to me now." After some time, Kweku Anansi said goodbye and left. Meanwhile, God lived with his family and mother-in-law. One night, Kweku Anansi woke up at midnight and he went to God's cottage. When he got there, he did one thing. He went stealthily to the kitchen of God's mother-in-law and eased himself on the stove. He really filled it up. I mean, he really eased himself. That's what I mean. He filled the stove with feces. And then he went back to sleep. When God's mother-in-law saw it in the morning, she was shocked, and she asked, "Where did this come from?" And she called to everybody to come and look at the mess. There was a lot of confusion. Before Anansi got to his cottage, he hired a rat. He asked him to dig a tunnel to God's cottage, to the room where God kept the talking drums, which were used to summon the people when something happened. "Consider it done," said the rat. Rat dug a tunnel to the room as he was instructed. Before daybreak, while the issue of the mess was being discussed at God's house, Kweku woke up and went to visit the drums. No one had opened the door to the drums, but all of a sudden God heard the drums begin to talk. "Koto, koto, God did it. Koko, koko, God did it. Kit, kitten, God did it. Somebody should tell God he's a disgrace. He did it." "The drums are talking," said God. "Let's call those who understand the drum language to interpret." After some time, they found Rooster. And he said, "The drums are saying God was responsible for the deed." "Huh? How could this be? Let's call another person to interpret the beat." Rabbit was invited, and he said the same thing. Anansi snuck through the tunnel to drum the same tune again to disgrace God. At that moment, God was very restless. Anansi went home, washed himself, and came back to say hello to God. When he got there, God was preparing to take his life. God was preparing to commit suicide. When Anansi got there, God was drinking hard liquor. He had a single barrel gun by his side. Then Anansi asked, "Why, Nana?" And God answered, "Kweku, the issue at hand is too much to bear. This morning someone eased themselves in our stove, and as we were contemplating about what to do about it, the drums said, 'I did it.' Kweku, what do I do about this situation? I think it will be better if I kill myself, so I will end it all." Anansi asked, "Why do you have to die? Do you remember the conversation we had some time ago? I asked, which was more painful, false accusation or the incision of a tribal mark? Do you remember? Don't you remember you instructed that I'd be given a tribal mark? Don't you remember? You instructed that I'd get a tribal mark. It only took 2 weeks to heal. Did it take my whole life? You said false accusation isn't painful, and yet you want to take your life. Don't do it, Nana," said Anansi. "I did this to you because you said false accusation is less painful than tribal incision." "I did it to you," he said, "so don't kill yourself." "Indeed," said God. And after that, God became very quiet. And then God said, "When you named your cottage, wisdom isn't only found in one person. You were right. From now on, I will assign you all the stories to your name. Please clap for Kweku Anansi. Please clap for Kweku." That's how all the stories became known as Anansi stories. Of all the people in the world, the stories are only named after Anansi. He wrongly accused God, and God agreed that wisdom isn't found only in one person. I am done.